It's Wednesday, the 19th of March, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Parliament has approved a report on tackling youth unemployment. The report, initially tabled in 2021 by Popular Democratic Movement Member of Parliament Ina Hengari, was compiled by the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Human Resources and Community Development, and it outlines an action plan designed to push the government towards implementing practical solutions. Hengari says the report is a step in the right direction.
What it means now is that we in fact went further. We did not just bring the report to the House and adopt it and accept it as a blueprint, but we have gone 2-3 steps further and said, let's have an implementation committee that will now be focused on ensuring and tracking the implementation of these recommendations that are made. And then, of course, this committee also has the powers to subpoena individuals, head of ministries, directors and so forth, to a public hearing to come and report on what you have done as an institution, what is important is just the implementation, because one of the most important findings of this report is that there are policies that exist. It's just that there is no political will to implement those policies.
Namibia has made history with the launch of Africa's first Bloomberg Finance Lab at the Namibia University of Science and Technology's Windhoek campus. The partnership between NUST, MTC and the Namibia Investment and Finance Academy will strengthen financial literacy, professional training and investment skills countrywide. Here's Namibia Investment and Finance Academy CEO Arinze Okafor.
A milestone for Namibia, and what we learned is that we thought it's just, you know, Namibia or Southern Africa. It's the first Bloomberg Lab in Africa. So that's a big deal. So we're very much excited for what that can bring for our country, and also from a localization of global skills perspective.
You can catch the full interview on the Business Report tonight at 6 p.m. on Nova 103.5. South Africa's former president, Kgalema Motlanthe, has urged the country to repair its strained relationship with the United States and strengthen ties with the European Union. Motlanthe was speaking at the University of Johannesburg, where he received an honorary doctorate in philosophy, recognizing his leadership in stabilizing government during his presidency.
South Africa should always respect and nurture and strengthen relations with other nations, mend the relations with the United States of America. You need a consummate diplomat to look after the, you know, state-to-state relations.
The presidents of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda have committed to an immediate ceasefire in the east of the DRC at a meeting held in Qatar. President Felix Tshisekedi and Paul Kagame met during a meeting brokered by the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad.
The meeting of the Congolese and Rwandan leaders was held in secrecy in Qatar on Tuesday. It was the first time that President Paul Kagame held face-to-face talks with President Felix Tshisekedi since the M23 rebels captured the eastern DRC city of Goma and Bukavu earlier this year. The Congolese government, the UN, and several Western countries have accused Rwanda of backing the M23 rebels. Rwanda has denied the charge, but UN experts say they have solid evidence of Rwanda's involvement. The two leaders issued a joint statement calling for an immediate ceasefire in eastern DRC. The M23 rebel group is led by ethnic Tutsis, who say they are fighting to protect their community from a rival militia of Hutus known as the FDLR. The fighting has claimed thousands of lives and displaced more than 3 million people since 2021. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the new wave of airstrikes against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip is only the beginning. At least 413 people were killed and a further 562 injured in the attacks on Monday. The airstrikes have put an end to the fragile ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Netanyahu has reaffirmed his intention to carry on fighting until all hostages are released and Hamas is destroyed.
To those who criticize Israel, I ask, what would you do if terrorists murdered and kidnapped your children? You would do what we are doing. In the face of pure evil, free societies have no choice but to fight. Israel will fight, and we will not rest until we give our country a future of peace, prosperity, and hope.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.